Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his mountaintop, but not feeling all that well, but much, much better. And we ask for prayers for both Larry and Darnett. Darnett's not doing well. She's had kind of a recurrent thing, and this is what happens with that flu bug. Larry, what's going on down there with everybody being sick?
Well, it's actually amazing, Stuart. If we begin to try to get assistance for this, it all seemed to begin with a massive chemtrail attack. And then, after that, I came down first, and then she came down. And then everywhere she went, because I was in the bed, everybody was sick, and now the hospitals are full, the emergency rooms are packed. You can't even get an appointment if you want an appointment. It's unbelievable. I mean, there is just massive amounts of people sick. Hospitals are full.
I wonder if this was some sort of an experiment, maybe, what they're running. You know, the final phase of chemtrailing might be to eliminate the population. So they're going to see how it's working.
Well,
and you've had
some
really strange stuff down there.
Yeah, it's really bizarre stuff. And I was on with Augusto and Chuck today on a show, and Augusto reported that the same thing was happening with massive chemtrails in Florida, and lots of people sick, and he's coming down with something. So there's something going on.
Yeah, it's kind of like a softening up, maybe. I hope not, but makes you wonder. And people, folks, there's a lot of people out there that don't believe in chemtrails at all. They just think, and in fact, I think it was NASA that was telling school kids if they see these long trails in the sky, that they are just vapor trails that the jet engines leave. And those are called contrails. These are not contrails. I flew jets for many, many years, high-altitude jets. Big, big difference. And now we have YouTube videos where people have actually literally gone up in jet aircraft and followed some of these chemtrailing Boeing 707s and photographed it all and how they can switch it on and switch it off. Then we had videos that were surfacing showing, and I don't know if they're still on YouTube or not. They're taking down and censoring just about everything now. But they were showing the inside of these craft, and they were even doing this with airliners. Now, I do have a report that can't think of his name right now, Professor Heller. And I believe, am I right, that Stan Dale worked for Heller, didn't he, Dr. Heller, down in Australia for a while?
Yeah, I think that he did over there, and a lot of it was in secret.
Yeah, and Heller, anyway, he wrote a report, thesis, whatever you want to call it, talking about blocking the sunlight, and even talked about how they could do it, and they'd have to do it through aircraft, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So those people that just roll their eyes at you when you talk about a chemtrail are basically fools, and there's very little point in arguing with any of these people. They're not going to pick up on what's going on anyway because they don't really care. And it's the apathy of the American people that basically has put us to where we are right now. And now with this Mueller, whatever you want to call him, totally illegal in the first place, never should have been allowed to proceed, cost taxpayers millions and millions of dollars, tens of millions probably, and now I'm hearing that it may not be over. The report against Trump and collusion is over, but he's supposed to keep going on. And then, of course, you got the Democrats, the communists, that are doing whatever they can to destroy Trump. And that's going to keep going on, too. And the American people, I don't think, are going to rise up or say a word about it. And they'll spend more millions upon tens of millions of dollars for nothing. And this is why God has basically, a lot of reasons why he destroys the United States. But one of the biggest reasons is the apathy of the American people. In this country, under the Constitution, we have the right to rise up and get rid of a government that's not doing its job. And if we don't do it when we have the legal right to do it, who's the Lord going to hold accountable? The leaders who are getting away with all this stuff, or the American people who allow them to do all this crooked, corrupt stuff that they're doing in Washington? Treason cannot happen if there are people who rise up and put a stop to it, and nobody's doing it. And so here we go, and we're going down the old rabbit hole, I think, Larry. I don't think there's much hope for America now. It's gone way, way, way too long. What do you think about that? I mean, that's just my rant for the evening, I guess.
Well, I think that, it's just like criminals, I was in law enforcement for years, and, a criminal would commit crimes anywhere he could, every time he could, if he wasn't encountered. And it's the same way, I believe, with treason. We are seeing multiple treasons against this sitting president because they're not being encountered. So, as you said before, wonder who God will hold accountable. Well, I don't know, but if you look back to what happened to, Israel, I think you'll figure that out.
Yeah, I think so. Israel went through some awful, awful times. And we're going to go through some horrific times here. In fact, I think they've already started. While we're talking about that, I was going to do the Bible Code with Barry Rothman, but let's take a look, trip down the rabbit hole of flooding. At first, it was like 14 states that they were saying were, and now I think it's up to 25 states. And this flooding is horrific. And according to everything I can find, this is really only the beginning of it down further south, because all the snow hasn't melted. We got lots of snow here still that hasn't melted yet. And when that really starts to warm up and melts, then the flooding will begin in earnest. And I was hearing a report, I didn't check it out on AccuWeather, that there's another storm coming. Do you know anything about that, Larry?
I'm hearing another storm and predictions of many storms that are going to hit a region such as the Mississippi and all the way, I guess, from you down south, that is going to be catastrophic this whole spring. The Dados are warning again of famines that are going to be produced, and they're saying that there's not even going to be planting in many, many, many areas of the U.S. this year, it doesn't appear.
Yeah, and that brings us to the two-year, 5 years of Joseph. And there have been a number of people who have said, look, Joseph, that was a seven-year good times and 7 years bad times. And we may be approaching the 7 years now of bad times, because I think we're right on the edge of what is known as the tribulation period. And what they do is they bring forward the 2 years and 5 years of Joseph, where there were 2 years of partial crops and then 5 years of no crops. And, of course, huge famine. It's beginning to look like we might be entering the first of the 2 years because, as you just said, farmers are, well, they're broke anyway. And how are they going to plant when they got a mud flat? Folks, you got to think down the road a ways from what is happening. And it's wiping out a good share of the southern corn belt, soybean belt, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to start to see price rises. And remember what the Bible tells you about that, you know, it's going to be a day's wages just for a loaf of bread, just for one loaf of bread. This is starvation on steroids that's coming to the United States. And I think I've mentioned it before, but when I was interviewing Red Elk here to do his video, and by the way, people, you need to go to Angel Fall 923 and watch the Red Elk video. It's free of charge. It doesn't cost you anything. And, well, it costs you maybe an hour, hour and a half. I can't remember how long it is. And listen to what Red Elk's vision is all about. And the stuff that he says is coming. And I'll never forget when he said to me, he said, you've seen these pictures in Africa and elsewhere where the bellies of the little children are bloated way up out of proportion because they're starving to death. He said, that's going to come here to America. That's going to be your grandchildren and their grandchildren if it's delayed. So there you go. And what's happening? I don't think people recognize the danger America is in. Or, actually, what do you think, Larry? I mean, this thing is worse than a hurricane. This is worse than Katrina. This is worse than anything we've seen. It's just that it's not hitting the news as to what's really happening.
Yeah,
what
it's being kept quiet in mainstream media. Some sources are talking about it, but they're very rare anymore. And it's been really kept from the public to a great degree, especially the ramifications of the next few months, weeks and months, into what's ahead of us with the predictions of the storms and the troubles, all of this coming down on a middle of a nation, you know, all the way from your area down to mine to the Gulf, I guess, that cannot handle the water. It can't handle the water there now, but what's it going to do when we get the spring rains and storms? And they're already beginning.
Well, then you also have, of course, the Mississippi has all these feeder rivers that go into it, and I haven't really heard hardly anything about the Mississippi flooding, but it has to flood. And I remember some years ago when it flooded, and it was just a horrific mess after that. Like I said, and everybody's ignored it, and I've repeated it many times on the Best Global Report, Borderlands, and on radio. Here's what Red Elk said. Get away from streams and rivers. Well, now they're finding out just exactly why he said that. He was shown it, that this stuff, the rivers and your streams were going to have severe consequences if you're by them. And it's just an amazing thing to watch what's really going on. And I don't know if people can go on YouTube, but you just type in the flooding in Nebraska and watch the videos of what is actually happening down there. These people have been destroyed. Destroyed, folks. They're never going to get their stuff back. Farmers are in serious trouble. They were having trouble as it was, but now this is horrendously bad for the farmers, and I can't imagine they were able to move a lot of their equipment out of the way, and here it is sitting underwater, basically, entire towns totally surrounded by water, no way in, no way out. And this is just going to continue, and it's going to keep getting worse. So if you got 25 states under flood watch, and some of them severely damaged, we even had flooding up here. We got flooding in a town that's about 10 miles away. It's already come up over the banks of the rivers, and it's flooding out apartments that were down there by it. And this is just the beginning of it, because our snow melt it's just started, basically. A lot of the snow is gone, but there's still a lot more left to go. And very fortunately, we have had a slow melt, but the temperatures are supposed to start climbing everywhere in the north. So when that happens, it's just going to release it all one shot. Very, very bad. So, folks, prepare yourselves. The foods that you normally get, I'd get them now, way ahead of time, before you can't even afford to pay for it. This is going to be an escalation of a lot of different things, and it's coming right on time. As the last few shows, I told you about the moons, starting with the blood moon in January 21st, February 19th, and one we just had. The reason for the moons on those dates is very self-evident. We are coming up on bad, bad times. I'm not talking about the rapture. Who knows when that's going to occur? But we are definitely coming up on bad times. And the collusion and the corruption of government, you can't believe a thing they say. Now, you were talking about, you were listening to Fox Business. And what was that they had to say about Mueller? And there was something else you were talking about, but I can't remember what it was.
Boy, I tell you what, my memory hadn't been good today anyway. We had talked earlier about Kushner, and I couldn't even remember the name of the guy I was researching. But
well, I wouldn't be able to pronounce it anyway.
Well, I couldn't. I couldn't even remember how to spell it, but I did research it, but I've been sick, so I've lost some of my intellectual ability the last few days. But, the report is out, the Mueller report. The information that I got was, and I'll lay the scenario and get your comments on it, the scenario that I'm receiving, you know, a lot of people said Mueller's still in charge, but the information I had was that William Barr, the new attorney general, went to Mueller and Weissman and the others, and they were ready to go after Trump's family. This wasn't over. This wasn't even going good to get over. They were going after his family members. And what's interesting is the reports I read were that William Barr told Weissman to, you know, show the proof, show the evidence. He wanted to see the evidence. And they said, well, this is a Mueller investigation, and William Barr told them that he was William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States. And when he saw what they offered him, he said, shut it down. Weissman quit, quit that evening, and another one quit, and the Mueller report was shut down and has been turned over to William Barr. And so, anyway, now William Barr has already sent a letter to the Democrats and, the Congress, and indicating that that President Trump is for transparency, and William Barr appears to be behind the transparency also, and that there's things that may leak out and come out this weekend. But that report is done. It's in the hands of the Attorney General, and there are about to be changes made, apparently. So we're just going to have to watch. What do you think?
Well, you know, they spent, like I said, tens of millions of dollars. And for what? I mean, the whole report in the first place was illegal. It's totally unconstitutional. And what bothers me about all that is nobody rose up a few on Fox News, which, by the way, just got sold. And Fox News is down the tubes. As far as being, I always thought they were just kind of paid opposition anyway, but now Fox News has been bought out by a rank liberal, as I understand it, and already you saw Judge Jeanine disappear. Now, I don't know if she's going to stay off, but they're going after one by one. They'll take out Tucker Carlson. They'll take out Hannity. They're going to get rid of all these people. And we're headed into the Antichrist system where there is no dissent allowed. No truth is allowed. And if you start speaking truth, you'll just be simply rounded up and probably executed for it. In fact, Obama was floating And I don't remember, maybe you remember this, Larry, but they were talking about some sort of a governmental organization that was going to filter everything and make sure it was the truth. They were going to call it something like the Ministry of Truth. That's right out of George Orwell's 1984. These guys are coming out into the open, folks. They're coming right out into the open, and they're telling you what they want to do. And this communist green movement that was introduced, don't be surprised if it gets passed. Don't be surprised at all. This is all part of the United Nations Agenda 2130/50. They're going after the guns. I want to get into that, too, because what happened in New Zealand was clearly a false flag event. And I'm not saying people didn't get killed, but I suspect maybe not. The video that was portrayed is clearly a fake. They have come to the point where they can produce these videos, and CNN's been caught at this for I don't know how many times. You think you're in the middle of a war zone. And it's not near a war zone at all. They're just making the whole thing up. And when you've got media, mass media doing that, and then you've got a bunch of ignoramuses that watch CNN and NBC and all those networks and gobble it up like it's the absolute truth, the nation's gone. America is gone. And one by one, the censorship of all the conservative voices is just being removed. In fact, I was listening to Levin on Sunday night. He made a very interesting comment. If you don't know who Levin is, he's a constitutional scholar and a sharp lawyer. But he made a comment that stuck with me. He said, they're using the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, I'm paraphrasing him, to destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
They have figured out a way to use a document to destroy it. And that's exactly what they're doing. And nobody's rising up against these communists. Nobody's saying a word about it. I don't even hear the word on TV. Do you, Larry? I think I heard, what's his name? He was chairman of the House, I think, for a little while. Newt Gingrich. He's the only guy I think I've heard him say communist. This is a communist insurrection. I only heard him say it once. Probably was told shut up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, Lou Dobbs says it a lot, and I'm concerned about his show. You know, one of the interesting things is there is a report that Trump intervened on, Judge Pirro's part, and the one they've been after so much recently, Tucker Carlson, on Fox, and is trying to get a change made, and they may bring her back. But you're right. Fox News sold to a radical, billionaire. And I even heard, and I don't have it in print, but I did read it, that they're bringing Paul Ryan in possibly to run it. So there you are. I mean, you know, who else? Everybody's anti-Trump, and that's what's lining up in mainstream media and including Fox. And I'll tell you what, the only one so far that can only get on DirecTV and the Internet is America One News, One America News. And they have a great news app for your iPhone. I use it all the time. It's the best I have ever seen, and the coverage is really phenomenal. Now, they'll be under attack next.
Yeah, and there's a couple of Russian sites. And the minute you say Russian sites, oh, there you go, Russian collusion, they're printing lies. Actually, RT News has a lot of interesting material. And I don't believe it's propaganda. They back up everything they say with factual documents. The other one is Sputnik. And you have to go out. You just have to go around and try and figure out what's going on. There's a lot of stuff out there that's absolutely fake. They've infiltrated everything, and almost everything you believe or think you believe is a fact. Somebody said that. When everything you believe is a lie, then we have done our job. It came from some government guy, but he's right. When everything you believe is a total lie, they've done their job. And that's the way it is. Anyway, This stuff with Barry Rothman, this is kind of fascinating. You want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, I can. Let me run the scenario by you. Actually, Barry began this tour code on March the 22nd, and it's still under construction. And the first tour code he ran two of them, actually, and the second one's really telling. But the first one he ran, and he ran it because trying to connect the Michael Cohen hearing with North Korea and the nuclear war summit, you know, that happened in Vietnam and with Trump and Kim, you know, and nuclear war. And he said there somehow he thought they were connected. Well, he ran it. The first one was Atomic Holocaust. Number two, Obama. Number three, President. Number four, Mac. Number five, Cohen. Number six, Kim. Now, what's interesting, he said, was that it appears that the deep state was so involved in trying to destroy anything Trump was involved with, including the summit with Kim in Vietnam, a critical summit now, the second summit. Remember how they attacked it, and remember how suddenly they actually opened up their guns, if you will, against Trump on the very day of the summit, where, in other words, he's sitting across from Kim, and you've got Michael Cohen screaming for days and hours, you know, into the screen about Trump. And but he did find a connection, and it seems to connect if it all happens this way, but the Matrix number two is really interesting because number one, Michael Cohen, number two, Obama, number three, Briar, number four, testimony, number five, atomic, number six, war, number seven, Kim, number eight, Mueller, number nine, rocket. And that's almost where we are right now, Stuart. If you look at the headlines, all of that is involved almost right now today.
Yeah, where are we on this thing? I've been getting some bad news about what's going on in North Korea, and that he's readying a missile launch, and nobody seems to know exactly where this is going to go. What's the latest on that?
Well, the latest on that, and I'll give you some of it I've got, excuse me, is unconfirmed. But reports out, and we've noticed, if you will, remember how Trump suddenly had to leave the conference as Cohen was testifying, and he left Kim and left Vietnam immediately. But some of that may have to do with possibly Venezuela and Ukraine. But the interesting thing is the fact that, remember, Kim went back and things began to slowly go south. In other words, what I'm saying is, they begin to work again on some of their missile sites and move stuff around. And remember, there were some secret trains leaving that Hal Turner posted about. Well, I'll just read you the headlines that you won't find in America right now, probably, except if you know where to look. Here's a headline today, and then I'll just run them out real quick and get your comments. North Korea in play. B-52s move from Guam to Japan. Numerous military signal intelligence, South Korean, reporting possible missile launch of North Korea imminent. Spy King emergency action message, EAM, transmitted to all U.S. military via global high-frequency radio systems. Russian military moving high-level command staff to Vladivostok. And then also another report says high-level North Korean ambassadors called back from the UN, China, and even Russia. So, Stuart, there's something big going on in the background, and we're just not being told.
I wonder, well, of course, I firmly believe Psalm 2 is telling the absolute truth, that nobody's exempt, and we're watching kind of a play. You know, it's kind of like walking into a theater and they hand you a little play script, Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, Act 4. It sounds like we're kind of coming up on Act 3. Act 4 would be the rise of Antichrist, because you and I have speculated for a long time, is it war first and then a peace agreement, or is it a peace agreement and war right after? And it's beginning to look like that this is a staged conflict. This is going to be a world war. And when you mentioned North Korea, and you remember that kind of died away, and Trump was saying, hey, no problem whatever. Kimmy boy is, reining everybody in, and we're going to have, and the rabbis, remember where the rabbis said, wait a minute, North Korea is going to attack, and they're going to attack Israel, too. That makes you wonder. And remember the vision? I don't know who had it. Maybe you remember who had it, but they said that America's two cities in the United States our part, not Alaska, not Hawaii, but the United States, would have a nuclear attack, and it would be, they wouldn't know where it came from, and it would take them 2 or 3 days to figure out that North Korea did it, or at least that would be what they would tell the masses of the people. You can't tell me that they wouldn't know that there was a missile coming in. They're just not going to tell anybody. But when you put that prophecy together with what the rabbis were saying, it sounds to me like North Korea is the culprit that starts World War III. And it's very, very interesting that if you go into that, what is the name of that website that does the population stats, and America is way, way down on the list of populations. Now and later, it's like 300 million people in America have been killed. And North Korea is the other nation that suffers a huge population reduction.
Deagle?
Deagle, yes, deagle.com. Yep. If people want to go look at it. Very, very interesting. And they have direct ties to the CIA, NASA, all kinds of military operations. So they're getting their information from somewhere, and I believe that these wars are all planned. They look like they happen by accident and through politics, but they're well planned out. Albert Pike wrote a letter about three world wars. The first two have come to pass exactly as he said, and it looks like World War III is coming the same way. And with what's going on in Israel right now, what's going on in China, in the South China Seas, Taiwan, North Korea, et cetera, it looks to me like we could be in the middle of a war almost overnight, anytime. And what was this deal where Trump knocked off some of the sanctions for Kim? He said, because I like Kim. Well, that isn't why he did it, obviously. Did anybody have anything to say on Fox Business about the removal of those sanctions that the State Department had shoved onto North Korea just recently, and Trump rescinded them?
Oh, absolutely, because the left has almost gone berserk. You know, the deep state, the Treasury Department had just clamped down on new sanctions that started, I guess, yesterday against North Korea. And suddenly today, Friday, the very next day, the President of the United States suddenly, out of nowhere, says he is rescinding those sanctions, he's removing them, and he's doing it because he just really does like Kim Jong-un. And before anybody laughed real hard at that, let me tell you, I heard a lot of laughter. I heard an expert on Lou Dobbs earlier that you know, from he's involved with North Korea for years, and he said that, number one, you know, he said everybody's making a big deal out of this. He said it's a big deal, but not in the way the American people think. He says the big deal is, you know, that is the fact that the president is removing those sanctions. And the president doesn't mean anything he's saying about liking Kim Jong-un. And he said, on the other hand, in North Korea, Kim Jong-un doesn't really give a damn about what President Trump thinks about him. He says this is messages going back and forth. And he said the deep state is, He said the deep state now may be in more trouble than ever before because they never planned the Mueller probe to end, and it ended today. And apparently there's not going to be any more indictments. It's over, which means nada, nada, nothing. And so they're saying that Barr is set now to possibly indict and go after all of those that were involved against the president and a sitting president of the United States and all of the false, well, it's just false accusations all along. And what's so interesting is there was one guy made a remark. He said, well, the deep state, he said, they really need a war right now, don't they? And, you know, that took me back, Stuart.
Yeah.
I was thinking, with that thing, with the Democrats knowing that was ending and the deep state, they need a war. And
yes,
it appears possibly did they begin those sanctions to cause North Korea to do what Japan did, attack the U.S.? And if they did, why did Trump suddenly the very next day remove those sanctions and spout stuff that is just, well, chicken silly, if you will? But it makes sense. What if they? This is messages, Stuart, and for the learned, they know what's going on. But like you said, if you watch mainstream media and most of America's news anymore, you ain't got a clue.
Yeah, it's kind of odd the way they're doing it. And of course, I would remove sanctions, I guess, if I was Trump, and I thought it might delay any war that's coming. Maybe we're not ready quite yet. But then I heard some threats of from some of the congressmen, it's time to take out North Korea. And, of course, when that goes public and you hear it on the news, obviously Kim watches all that. Why would he trust us? I surely wouldn't. If I was Kim, I wouldn't trust any American. And, you know, he's been kind of cozying up with China, and I think he's getting a lot of his messages from Xi as to what to do, and I think Xi's told him, hang tough, don't negotiate on the nuclears, keep going. If it's in secret, that's fine. And all of a sudden now we got these missile things, and why is the military all upset because he's going to fire another missile? They've been firing missiles, except for the year or two when they, you know, after Trump visited him the first time. And they would, you know, kind of get ready, but now it seems like they're really concerned. He might be doing something really bad. Yeah.
There may be a clue there if that news is confirmed that I read. If we did move the B-52s from Guam to Japan, it may be possible that they may think that he was going to do a preempt on Guam and take out our military there.
Yeah. Yeah, we could be at war anytime, or maybe there's more delay. You know, we've been here before, but the numbers are all coming together. And remember, today is actually Skull and Bones number 322. Well, tomorrow is 323. The number 23 biblically means death. Why did the Skull and Bones pick that number 322, March 22nd? And why is the Lord kind of pointing in all of those directions with everything that's happened so far in the cosmos and the signs that are in Israel right now? Let's see if I can find them. Some of this. Well, let's, as long as we're talking about Israel, we can leave North Korea. Nobody knows what he's going to do next. Golan Heights. Syria condemns Donald Trump's remarks. Syria has condemned as irresponsible U.S. President Donald Trump's comments. It was time to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights. And Israel captured the Golan Heights, of course, way back, if you're not familiar with it, in 1967, Six-Day War. They annexed it in 1981. The way it used to be, if somebody attacked you and you won the war, you took whatever the spoils you wanted. Of course, the UN says you can't do that anymore. Everybody's free to attack Israel, but Israel's not free to defend itself. And it's Antichrist rising very, very rapidly. There's a big deception coming. Anyway, what's the latest on the Golan? I know that I read last night one of the headlines was where Iran and both in Syria said, get off the Golan. Israel, you got no right being there.
Well, that's true, Stuart. interestingly, though, President Trump, by a tweet, or Twitter, I guess, I believe that was yesterday, recognized the Golan to be part of Israel, not occupied Israel, but controlled Israel. He used those terms. And it belongs to Israel, and it's part of Israel's defense. So now you've got a lot of the, I guess you could say, the Iranian and their proxies all stirred up because they had just, remember, built an armed force up in the northern part of the Golan to attack and retake the Golan, and that was the plan. But now apparently Trump preempted that plan, and it's very interesting, Stuart. Since we talked about a pivot point, remember way back there,
and
I were talking about a pivot point. Remember Trump, when he came in, he began pivoting everything towards Israel. And we mentioned Cyrus, and I know a lot of people poo-pooed that and still don't believe it, but you got to admit, he has continuously been true to setting up Israel, you know, to either...
Yeah.
Live, survive, or exist, etc. And we're continually seeing this with Jared Kushner in the field, mostly doing a lot of the footwork in the Middle East.
Well, what was very interesting about all of this is what Glaserson found. I'm going to scroll down to his Bible code. It's very, very fascinating. And there were two other rabbis, Fish, and I can't remember what the other guy's name was, that were saying that on Purim, which was yesterday, that their Messiah would be revealed in some way for those who were watching and who paid attention to what was going on. So I'm going to keep scrolling down here. It takes forever to go through all this stuff.
Yeah, remember also, as you're hunting that, remember also that they reiterated the fact that a lot of people conceived what they had said about Trump because they were saying he was not the Messiah and he was not going to be the Messiah. He was only a Messiah-like figure, or in other words, an individual anointed by the coming Messiah to do a work. So, you know, they kind of qualified it.
So this is going to be kind of interesting, but I just can't find his Bible code. Oh, here it is. Okay, here are some of the words in it. Purim, Esther, Mordecai, on the 14th of Adar, 5779, in its time, Messiah will be anointed, redemption. 5781. So that's what? 79, that'd be 2021.
Yeah.
That's very, very interesting timing with all the numbers of 21 showing up. And the term rescue. Is Trump's tweet recognizing Israel's right to the Golan Heights a possible anointing? Now, you have to understand what rabbis are saying about Trump. So we got three figures here that are most fascinating. Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, and Barack Obama out of America. Babylon the Great and Lucifer, the King of Babylon. And this is just getting more and more intriguing as we go along. Now here's what they said. Rabbi Fish gave a lesson this week in which he discussed how the Messiah was eminent. And Chaim something, I can't pronounce the name, one of the most prominent ultra-Orthodox rabbis in this generation who began foretelling the arrival of Messiah. It is written that in the days leading up to Messiah, righteous men will begin to announce his arrival. But some people who have not prepared for his arrival will laugh at the righteous and the learned. Rabbi Fish said, warning that it is forbidden to mock the righteous. Fish emphasized, specially suited, this other rabbi, suited for pre-staging the arrival of Messiah. And they said that he would be here before the elections, which is very, very fascinating. And when you particularly look at how they treated Trump in Saudi Arabia, there's something very, very strange going on. And we got an email from somebody who said they were not from America, but that people around the world really do love Donald Trump in spite of all the communist rhetoric to the contrary, that they love Donald Trump. Now, let's say Donald Trump is Cyrus, as you did your research, and found out that Cyrus essentially sent another fellow to do the work of rebuilding the temple, et cetera, et cetera. A duplicate of what was going on back in the days of Cyrus, when Cyrus was the chief head of, Babylon. Isn't this interesting that we have the same kind of a duplicate working right in front of our faces and we can't see it? And I suppose one could argue, well, okay, maybe it's Trump on the 21st. Trump's name went around the world when he did say Golan belongs to Israel. And Rabbi Glazenson said that this guy will pop up. His name will become. Well, it also is a fact that Kushner met in Warsaw about the peace agreement and informed both Israel and the opposing parties, you're all going to have to get together here and you're all going to have to compromise to make this work. So he's beginning to lay down the law. And I know Stan has got his eyes on Jared Kushner. So this is going to be very, very fascinating to see who is who, what is what. It may not be any of the people we think it is. What do you think?
Yeah, it's incredibly intriguing. And as a matter of fact, about the time I really got ill, you know, I was researching that name. You know, I told you that individual that history shows that Cyrus was wanted to be involved in rebuilding Jerusalem, but because of troubles at home in Babylon, he had to stay, and he picked a guy who actually turned out being, and I gave you the name, I can't pronounce it at the moment, it's a pretty strange name, but kind of links with Zerubbabel, and he anointed this individual and sent him to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls and set the foundation stone, etc. Now, ironically, the one he chose was actually, get this, the one that he chose out of Babylon was a previous, Israelite, I guess you could say. He was from Judea. Mm-hmm. And, he was captured and taken to Babylon and given a new name. And what was interesting, he was also known as a prince of Israel. And what do we have today? Saudi Arabia is continually referring to, they don't refer to Trump, but they refer to Jared Kushner as a prince of Israel. I've seen it in writing. And,
yes.
You know, they call Salman, Prince Salman of Saudi Arabia, but they also call Jared Kushner the prince of Israel. And you've got to remember Jared's roots are Jewish. He's a Jew. He's an Orthodox Jew, I believe, so's his wife Ivanka. But it's so strange that this guy has been picked, and if you really research, and I'm going to do more research when I get to feeling better on this whole scenario, but this new guy went and set the foundation stone and all of that and began all that process, and that's what basically in a former fashion Jared Kushner's having to do, because Trump is tied up with horrible situations at home right now and wars all around, it seems. But he's been in the Middle East, unbeknownst to a lot of people, working steadily to progress into this pivot to Israel, as we talked about some time back, and we've watched it. It's incredible, because the background of this guy that Cyrus sent, and I was trying to see my notes there. I don't know if you got that name in front of you.
But if you go into Haggai, there's a duplicate, because this guy's name back then was kind of Zerubbabel. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Haggai talks about in the latter days, the same name pops up, governor of Israel.
Yeah, yeah, that's the biblical text shows that his name was changed, and he was sent from Babylon under the name of Shish-Bazar. It's a long word. It's Akkadian, and actually it's linked to Zerubbabel, and this is valid stuff. I mean, what we're watching is almost history repeat itself to some degree. Now, I know a lot of people simply don't believe that.
Well, you know, this would be another way of the Lord. This is kind of like, as I was talking to you offline, about why in the world did the Lord have Obama and the Pope shake hands on 9/23 at 9:23 in the morning, and exactly 3.5 years later, Gentile years, 365, we come to 42 months exactly on today. Is the Lord trying to tell us, with all of this going on, church, you better get ready, because something's coming, and he's either going to hide his people away. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's halfway through before anything happens, and we're going to see a good share of the tribulation. Others say we're going to see all of it. That's actually denied by the scriptures in many, many places. Jesus said, pray always that you stand worthy before me, and you escape all this stuff that's about to come upon the earth. You can look up the word escape. It just means remove from, but it doesn't tell you whether it's off planet or hidden away. When you couple it with the Oriental wedding, I would say we go to the Father's house, but that's just my own personal opinion on it. The Lord knows, even if we don't. So it's going to get extremely interesting. What I'm getting at is all of these things, even this, thing that Kushner and Trump and Obama in the background laying in the weeds, and really starting to gather up strength. He's going to talk to the young Democrats again, and he's been laying a lot of groundwork. So this is going to get fascinating in the double cross. I've always said Israel was double crossed by Obama. And I don't think they care one whit for Barack Obama. And the way Obama treated Netanyahu, you wouldn't treat a dog that way. So his contempt for Israel and the people of Israel was well shown. On the other hand, Trump has treated Israel in the opposite direction. He has done so much for Israel, like Cyrus did for Israel. And remember the rabbis when that blood moon came over America. January 21st, rabbis were saying to the Jews in America, you better get out. Something very, very bad is going to happen in America. You need to come home to Israel. And those kind of cries to come back have been going on now for what? Maybe a year and a half, 2 years. Which is another indication of how close we are to the tribulation period, Daniel's 70th week. I don't see how all of this can go by if it means absolutely nothing. I mean, Avery. Go ahead.
I was just going to mention right there where you said that, talking about the warnings to America and the American Jews to come home. We also, if you watch closely over the last couple of years or so, we've seen this massive, massive invasion, Muslim invasion of Europe. And they are saying that Europe's on the verge of collapsing with, from within, and they cannot resist what is being done to them by the inundation of the Muslims. And matter of fact, Klaus Dohna left Austria because they had taken over there pretty much. And so what we're seeing is also Netanyahu, and it's not being printed in America, but he's been calling the Jews home from Europe, all over Europe. And I think, Stuart, it just tells us what time it is to some degree and the necessity of the hour. And I think, if nothing else, Stuart, what we've looked at and, you know, over the last 2 years, and we've warned people and told people, I think if nobody says anything was important of what we said, we could at least say that, if nothing else, this is a time to watch closely.
Oh, very closely. This can happen anytime now. And they're going after the guns, too, U.S. gun laws. Why it won't follow New Zealand's lead? Now, we talked about that briefly. Folks, the U.N. Has a gun control law that we signed on to, Trump signed on to, which is very mysterious in view of what he actually says. However, State Department document 7277, go online and look it up if you haven't. Read it. It's all about how we get disarmed and the United Nations rises up with all the armaments. And as part of the New World Order. This thing over in New Zealand was a false flag, totally. I mean, it's just nothing about it. And a false flag doesn't mean people don't get hurt, although I didn't see hardly any blood at all in the video. And usually blood is going all over the place. In fact, if you watch, I think they call it Forensic Files or whatever, when they are doing murder scenes, blood everywhere when somebody gets shot. There was no blood anywhere. The carpets were clean. In fact, they caught one guy texting. He was on his phone after the shooting, texting, laying amongst the other people. There are too many smart people out there now that are pointing out all kinds of irregularities. However, a false flag simply means they're doing it with an agenda, and we know what the agenda is. It's gun control, taking away the guns. And the lady, or whatever she is, as Al Turner pointed out, decided that not only were they to take all the military-type weapons away, but she's calling the nation to prayer, basically, for the Muslim prayer. So they're gone. And it's too bad that people in New Zealand and Australia have allowed their governments to take away their weapons, and that's going to happen here if the American people don't wake up. Any final word there, Larry, before we close her down?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. Also, people need to keep their eye on the UK, England. There's reports troubles there, and that foreign troops are beginning to land there for some type of exercise. So there is something really up. Even Sartre Falls talking about the UK.
Well, yeah, why would you have foreign troops? What was it, 10,000 foreign troops are pouring in because of the people might rise up like they did in France? If the New World Order boys and girls think they're going to do this by force, they got another thought coming. It's just not going to work quite the way they think, and it's just deadly force. They don't care. They hate the humanity anyway. So killing a few of us off, a great pleasure for them. Anything else, Larry?
Well, just watch.
Thanks
the
for
sun.
Coming on,
it's
by the way.
Up again. Yeah, the sun's acting up again, also.
Yeah, here we got another CME on the way, and comes some crackling and an enlarging sunspot. So, hey, we're right at the time for maybe a major CME. America's getting hammered anyway through nature, and it looks like it's going to keep getting worse. Well, anyway, Larry, thanks a lot for coming on. I know you're not doing all that well, and we appreciate you coming on. And, folks, prepare yourselves. All the signs, every sign, appears to be pointing to the fact that we are very close to something very big happening. And I can't tell you exactly what it is. Don't know. but keep your eyes open and be alert. Anyway, good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Night.